This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, as usual, stapling to the very last moment. All the important articles, I can't keep up with them. There's always 100 articles or so on my desk as I begin this radio show, and I get to like 5 to 10 of them during the show, and sometimes one or two, and I could talk the whole show about one or two, and 98 of them never get covered. That's how difficult it is to get a major news story to the top of the list here at War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. The media is very different. You watch ABC, NBC, CBS News at night with their national newscasts, and every story is very easy and simple. In 2 minutes, they ask no questions. They never question the government. They never question anything anybody says. They couldn't even make one story last a half hour unless it's an attack on Donald Trump. But here at Root Central, I ask a lot of questions, and so sometimes one story, sometimes two, sometimes five, and occasionally we get through 10 in an entire show, but I've got 100 in front of me. How would you like to be on that list? How do you ever get to the top? Very hard. Let me start with my commentary. Hurricane Donald approaching. It'll be in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, and now my columns are syndicated all over the United States by Creator Syndicate. So this will be the one that appears in newspapers around the country on Sunday. Everyone knows midterms historically belong to the party out of power, not this year. Anyone who's read my columns for the past few months knows there is no blue wave or blue trickle or even a blue puddle. There is, however, a red storm approaching. I call it Hurricane Donald. The GOP is about to turn history on its head. Why is this happening? Because of my primetime Newsmax TV show, I'm getting as many as 1,000 emails per week from viewers. Many of them have stumbled upon my TV show for the first time, and those emails are a great barometer of the red storm that's brewing. First, what I could see and hear and feel is an amazing intensity and enthusiasm level among conservatives. It stems from Brett Kavanaugh and the unimaginable, vicious, malicious, slanderous way Democrats tried to destroy the life of a great gentleman. But there is a bigger trend at play than conservative enthusiasm. A shockingly large portion of the letters I'm receiving are from married suburban mothers. This is proof positive the Kavanaugh hearings backfired in a big way on the Democrats. I'm getting 20 emails a day from mothers saying, and I quote, "I'm a lifelong Catholic Democrat mother of two sons. After what Democrats did to Brett Kavanaugh, I'm never voting Democrat again." If I'm getting 20 of these a day, this represents a gigantic sea change in American politics. Two bits of news out in recent days back up what I'm seeing and hearing. This news is much more accurate than polling. Midterm election voting is obviously always down dramatically from presidential election years. As expected, early voting Democrat vote totals are lower than 2016, but not Republican vote totals. In four states where early voting information is available, Arizona, Florida, Ohio, and Iowa, Republican early voting exceeds the 2016 presidential year. Do you hear what I just said? It exceeds the vote in 2016 of a presidential year. Because of this, the GOP is ahead by a large margin in the early voting in those states, Arizona, Florida, Ohio, and Iowa. Exact opposite of what traditionally happens. Democrats always have an advantage heading into Election Day. And then on Election Day, we make a comeback sometimes, and other times we don't. But if we're ahead going into Election Day, the odds are pretty darn good we're going to sweep. One more bit of solid evidence. Over 12,000 Wyoming voters have changed party affiliation in recent weeks. 90% of them changed from Democrat or Independent to Republican. These are unheard of numbers. 90% of voter changes, I will repeat, in the weeks leading up to the election went from Democrat or Independent, and they changed to Republican. And then there's the economy, stupid. Common sense, and that's a James Carville line. I'm not calling anyone stupid. James Carville's the one who called him stupid. Common sense tells us Americans always vote based on jobs and food on their table. In just the past few days, we found out the following. The USA is once again, for the first time in a decade, the world's most competitive economy. CNBC's All-American survey shows soaring economic optimism, the highest in history. The University of Michigan Consumer Survey shows confidence in the government's economic policies is now the highest in 15 years. New economic numbers should push the optimism even higher. U.S. job openings are now the highest in history, with 7.1 million jobs available. More importantly, August was the fifth consecutive month with more job vacancies than unemployed workers. Manufacturing continues to boom with 488,000 job openings in August, dramatically up for the Obama years. What we're seeing at Trump rallies is no fluke or coincidence. In little tiny Missoula, Montana on yesterday, thousands lined up for an entire day in freezing temperatures to see President Trump. A veteran journalist called it jaw-dropping. This is called a phenomenon. Nothing like this has ever been seen in U.S. political history. The last person to draw crowds like this in small rural towns was Billy Graham with a Christian revival a half century ago. Throw in one more key achievement liberals never noticed. Trump got Christian pastor Andrew Brunson released from a Turkish prison without paying a cent in ransom. The mainstream media barely mentioned it. They probably didn't notice it. They probably don't care. They probably thought it was the most unimportant thing in the world. But millions of evangelical Christians noticed. Trump has become a legend and a hero to these forgotten salt-of-the-earth Americans that I call the silent majority. I predict you'll hear from them on November 6th. A red storm is coming. Call it Hurricane Donald with an assist to Brett Kavanaugh. I'm telling you, if you guys do your job, if you get out to vote, we are going to win everything. The enthusiasm's with us, the energy's with us, the intensity is with us, and Brett Kavanaugh's with us, the caravan story's with us, huge news that's all on our home turf. In other words, if this was a football game, we're playing in our home stadium with 1 minute to go. We're in the red zone. We're on the 20-yard line ready to score and win this game. All we need is a field goal. We might even get a touchdown. They're playing on our turf. Because when you bring up illegal immigration and the wall and the caravan and people breaking into our country, that's our turf, man. That's the last thing the Democratic Party ever wanted, was that being the big issue heading into the election. First it was Kavanaugh, now it's the caravan. I could have written that commentary. I probably should have. Kavanaugh and the caravan. That's what I should have written. Two powerful things going into the midterms that are on our side. And more proof, by the way, of the intensity of our voters. Bill O'Reilly is not on Fox News anymore. Bill O'Reilly does not have his own show anymore. Bill O'Reilly appears three times a week on the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. And yet Bill O'Reilly's new book, Killing the SS, debuts on the New York Times bestseller list at number one. The first week it's out, it's number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And you don't think the conservatives are enthusiastic and intense and high energy and ready to go? They are. They are. Here's that story, by the way. Red wave rising. Over 12,000 voters changed party affiliation in Wyoming. 90% to the GOP. Lest you think I'm making it up or exaggerating, let's give you the exact numbers. The Wyoming Secretary of State's office today released data on the number of persons who changed party affiliation on their voter registration in the weeks before the August 21st primary elections. That was before Kavanaugh. 12,509 persons in total changed their party affiliation. 6,057 Democrats changed and registered as Republicans. 430 Republicans changed and registered as Democrats. 4,355 independents, meaning unaffiliated, changed and registered as Republicans. 744 unaffiliated changed and registered as Democrats. 477 members of the Constitution and Libertarian Party changed and registered as Republicans. And then 296 persons of various parties changed and registered to unaffiliated. So of those 12,509 persons who changed their party affiliation, 701 subsequently changed their party affiliation again and re-registered again. But when you add it all up, 90% registered as Republicans. So just thought I'd give you those numbers. Here's the big news story of the day, though. This is the number one news story. The invasion. They're trying to invade our country. And right now they're invading Mexico from Honduras and Guatemala. They've been paid by George Soros, no doubt. We saw money being handed out to these people, and they're waving their flags, and they think we're going to let them in. An insane migrant mob invading countries. Why would Mexico ever let them in? Send troops to the border and arrest them all and kick them out. And then build your own wall. This is an invasion. There's a video online, an insane video of the migrant mob breaking down the border fence and flooding into Mexico. It's a migrant mob invasion. It's hordes of foreigners who want to steal our money and invade our schools. Your kids want to sit down with them in school when they don't speak a word of English, when they have no knowledge? What kind of schooling do you think they got in Guatemala and Honduras? How badly will they hold your class and your kid back? What kind of diseases do they bring? What kind of violent habits do they bring? How much crime wave will they bring? How much welfare and food stamps will they eat up? Man, it's time to get the military on the border. Because you cannot allow this mob to come into our country. If they do, what's to stop 5 million instead of 5,000 next time? They don't want to enter the country peacefully. And this is what they're doing right now to Mexico. I'm defending Mexico. Wayne Root is not defending America against violent mob hordes. I'm defending Mexico. Mexico, what are you doing about it? You can't let these people into your country. But they don't see, the thing is, they don't care because they know that they'll just shepherd them up till they get to our border and they'll invade our country. They know none of them want to stay in Mexico. You know what Mexico prisons are like? Hell holes. You get raped on a daily basis 20 times a day in a Mexican prison. They beat the crap out of you after they rape you and before they rape you. So nobody's staying in Mexico. They all want to come to America. America's a very, very, very great country. They treat you nice in America. They give you a lawyer. They give you money. They pay for you. Wow, the head of the Mexico's federal police says they have achieved their first objective of preventing a violent breach of the border by some 3,000 migrants trying to enter from Guatemala. I heard yesterday it was up to 4. I assumed it might be 5 today. So who knows? So he told TV the migrants will enter in an orderly fashion. Oh, that's nice. It will be under conditions that have been set from the start, orderly, never through violence or force. But what do you think they're going to do once they get in orderly? They're going to head for America, you idiots. Cut off all their funding, President Trump. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, in the entire conservative media, I think the only one who covered this was me, this Khashoggi guy, Jamal Khashoggi, was murdered by the Saudi Arabians at the Saudi embassy in Turkey, where he went to get papers so he can marry his Turkish fiance, and they tortured him while he was alive. They cut him to pieces, and nobody in the conservative media wanted to cover it because, Donald Trump, our president, my favorite president of all time, I think he's the greatest president ever, certainly of my lifetime, certainly of modern times, but I believe he's on his way to being the greatest president ever. Doesn't mean I can't occasionally report on something that might not look good for him. He didn't do it. He didn't order it. It's got nothing to do with him. But we are now friends and partners with Saudi Arabia. They're nice to Israel. They're in a partnership with us. They're supporting peace in the Middle East. And they are our allies, and they did something really bad. And a lot of conservatives probably wouldn't want to report it. I'm a guy of truth, and I report everything. That's why my listeners like me. I tell it like it is, and I told you. It was very clear Saudis killed this poor guy, and now it's all coming pouring out. They admit it. Saudi Arabia has confirmed Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the consulate in Istanbul after a fight broke out. A fight broke out between Mr. Khashoggi and the people who met him in the consulate, leading to his death. The country's public prosecutor has said 18 Saudis have been arrested so far in connection with the journalist's death. One of Saudi Arabia's top intelligence officials, Ahmed El-Asiri, has been fired, as has royal court advisor Al-Qahtani. Mr. Khashoggi went missing on October 2nd during a visit to the consulate to get marriage papers. It was very clear to me from the moment I read it. He went in there, and he never, ever, ever came out. And it was bad news, man. They tortured him and cut him to pieces while still alive. They cut all his fingers off before they knocked him out, and then while still alive and unconscious, they took a saw and sawed him into little pieces. This is the Saudis, man. Be careful who you're friends with. Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV, USA Radio, The first 2 hours, USA Radio. Hour three is USA Radio, as well as simulcast on Newsmax TV all over the United States in 50 million homes now, 60 million by December, and then 80 million by early next year. We've added Comcast Xfinity. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and the things I love, military, police, small business, and the GOP. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show, U.S. Gold Bureau. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They're owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so they are trusted by the state of Texas to run the Fort Knox of Texas, so you know you can trust them. That's the seal of approval. They help hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. And they've got a new package called the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, including 100 American Silver Eagle coins. You never owned coins before? How about starting out with a collection of 100? Call them now. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. They won't make a penny on this. Matter of fact, not only are they selling it to you at cost, and you'll see the receipt, the invoice, but you also get the free call, free shipping, 100% free delivery, and you get a free storage box with it from the U.S. Mint. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. Ask for the Wayne Allyn Root Investor Starter Package, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. All right, rush to get through because there's so much breaking news. Khashoggi's breaking news number one, breaking news number two. If I could find it, I have so many sheets here. Here we go. Breaking news number two is Claire McCaskill's husband, a Missouri, was accused of abuse by his ex-wife. Here's these Democrats who spend their whole life about feminism, liberalism, abortion, Me Too movement, all men are bad, and it's always the liberal women whose husbands are the worst. He's another Bill Clinton, maybe, right? And she stood by her man, just like Hillary. But even more important is the guy running for governor of Nevada, my state. Nevada gubernatorial candidate, Democrat Steve Sisolak, gives out an image as a single father raising two successful daughters. According to his ex-wife, it's a lie. She said she was treated like a total prisoner throughout their 13-year marriage. He drove a wedge through her and her children. Garland says she was left with a bruised neck after an altercation with Sisolak after she filed for divorce in 2000, according to pictures and a diary entry. It's all coming out, man. He's running for governor of Nevada as a single dad. His ex-wife says he treated her like a prisoner and bruised her neck. Steve Sisolak. This guy's trouble. Every time I see him, I didn't even know this story. When I see him, I always think he looks like a mafia mob roughneck. He looks like he should be, like, running a union. He wants to be the governor of my state. I've heard stories about this guy. Oh, my God. If I told you on the air, your hair would curl. And now his wife's telling him he's not a good guy. You've got to vote for Adam Sisolak in Nevada.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denied reports that a Turkish official shared with him an audio recording and transcript of the alleged murder of a Washington Post columnist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin told Fox News, time's up and we need to know what's going on here.
We need to get the facts, and we should have had the facts by now. Clearly, the Saudis are trying to scramble to protect the royal family. It's difficult to believe anything could happen in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia without the royal family knowing about it.
A $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot will be up for grabs Friday night. The drawing will be held at 11 o'clock Eastern time in Atlanta, so there is still some time to get your tickets. New York Lottery spokesman Yolanda Vega joined Fox News with some tips for you on how to pick your lucky numbers.
Play those favorite ages of children, anniversaries, birthdays.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know, I talk so fast, I'm trying to jam in 1,000 stories in every show, and there's not enough time. I could use an 8-hour-a-day show, so sometimes I misspeak when I talk fast. And I was hearing in my ear, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, gotta get out. And I said, you know, screw this guy running for governor of Nevada. He's a terrible person, it sounds like. Steve Sisolak, you gotta vote for. And I meant to say Adam Laxalt. I said Adam Sisolak. Obviously, anyone listening in Las Vegas, I meant Adam Laxalt. Anybody listening in the wonderful rural cities of Nevada, I meant Adam Laxalt. Anyone listening in Reno, Carson City, we reached the entire state of Nevada. And I meant Adam Laxalt, not Adam Sisolak. There is no Adam Sisolak. There is Steve Sisolak, the Democratic candidate who now has an ex-wife making charges against him. And there is Adam Laxalt, the grandson of the great former United States Senator and governor of this state and best friend of President Reagan. And so I'm a big fan of Adam Laxalt. I think he's a great guy. I want to make sure everybody knows I said Adam Laxalt is the guy to vote for governor of Nevada. We now have an ex-wife saying that the guy running for governor is the Democrat, Steve Sisolak, treated her like a prisoner and bruised her neck. Now, again, I'm going to be fair to Steve Sisolak. People charge all kinds of things. But see, I got to laugh at you guys, you Democrats, because I've said from day one, you can't believe anything someone says without it being proven A and B proven in a court of law. You're innocent until proven guilty. But you guys charge ahead and you make false charges and your people make false charges and you pay for women to make false charges against Republicans, against my President Trump and against the candidate Roy Moore in Alabama and against Brett Kavanaugh. Those were all trumped up charges and they could have never been proven and they never will be proven. But you made it like those were real. So now I'm going to make it like yours are real. Tit for tat. Okay? I would have normally said don't listen to a thing an ex-wife says. You can't prove anything. Who knows if she's right? But she has photos of herself with a bruised neck. So this may very well be real. But the reality is now I have no pity for any of you. All you Democrats, you spend your life slandering vicious, malicious slander. You make up lies. You make up stories. You try and ruin our candidates because you don't like their politics. Well, now, here's a woman who's an ex-wife. She probably has the same politics as him. She's probably a feminist liberal. But she's saying, he hit me, he hurt me, and he treated me like a prisoner for 13 years. I think it's a tit for tat. You know, what's good for the you-know-what's good for the you-know-what. What's good for the goose, good for the gander, as they say. Too bad. Now it's some charges against the Democratic candidate, and I've heard some really bad things about Sisolak over the years from businessmen all over the state and all over the city. I think it's time for everybody to take a long, hard look that you would ever allow a person like this to be the governor of our state. What would that say about our state? All right, I've got a great guest waiting. We'll get more in the rest of the show. We'll talk more about Steve Sisolak. But Dr. Sebastian Gorka is my guest. He is a conservative legend, an expert on national security strategy, counterterrorism, former deputy assistant to President Trump strategy. And I've had a great honor of meeting him in the past. And so it's great to have you on the show. Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Greetings. Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure.
Before we start, I'm just going to ask you a question. In your profile picture on Twitter, have you photoshopped the size of your fist?
No, but it must be close to the camera, so it looks bigger, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea.
It looks like the hammer of Thor. It's very impressive.
You know, I was a pretty damn hard-hitting safety in football, so I had my days where people thought I was a lot bigger than I was, so now you can join that club, all right? I'm 5'8.5", 5'9", and I hit like a guy who was, 6'8", 350 pounds. I knocked a lot of teeth out in my day. So I pack a pretty good punch, let's put it that way. And by the way, I've been telling all the liberals, you know, you've been picking on the wrong people. You're picking on Ted Cruz and his wife, and they ran out of the restaurant, and you're picking on women. You're picking on old people in Portland. Pick on Wayne Root. I dare you when I go out to dinner to confront me. I dare you to threaten me and watch what happens. We'll finally show what happens when a real conservative man answers back. They're going to run like little sissies. They're going to run away like little sissies because I don't back down. Anyway, Sebastian Gorka is a great guy because he doesn't back down either. His new book is Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. You're my kind of guy, and Donald Trump's my kind of guy. We're all kind of in that same mode of not little sissy men. And so I appreciate everything you do for this country, Sebastian Gorka. And let's talk about the book, Why We Fight. Tell us all about it, and why should all of my listeners go out and get a copy of Why We Fight?
Well, thank you. I mean, if you're happy with the last 2 years, and if you're happy with us regaining our place as the greatest nation on God's earth, then you know, this is the kind of book that you will enjoy. So Why We Fight is my take on all the threats we face and how Donald Trump is going to defeat them, whether it's China, whether it's Russia, whether it's Iran, whether it's ISIS. And then, just to get our fighting spirit back, I've included four stories of amazing American heroes going right back to the Barbary Wars. Stephen Decatur, youngest captain in the U.S. Navy, led a commando raid by Marines to capture back the USS Philadelphia off the coast of Tripoli. Then I talk about Chesty Puller, Marine Corps legend who turned around the war in the Pacific in World War II. Then there's an individual I've met, a naval aviator who was shot down over Vietnam. That's Eugene Red McDaniel, spent 6.5 years in the Hanoi Hilton. I write about his story, never losing trust in God, never losing trust in America. And then last, in a kind of crazy foretelling of the Kavanaugh, trial by ordeal, I have my last chapter on the great hero, Whitaker Chambers, the man who stood up for the truth, talked about the subversion of the U.S. government, was lambasted by the left. The left tried to destroy him, and he was proven to be right, to be speaking the truth. And that was in 1948. That was a man who was Kavanaugh before Kavanaugh was born. So if you're happy about the direction the nation is going in, if you want to win in the midterms, Why We Fight is the book for you.
All right, and your belief is, and obviously I'm a big fan of your belief, I agree, that Trump is, in fact, defeating America's enemies after 8 years of weakness under Obama. I saw a letter to the editor today in the newspaper, and it was like, it was from a liberal, so it was like from a different world. They all drink the Kool-Aid. And the person said, we've got to impeach Trump. Why haven't we impeached Trump? He's made enemies around the world. All the people that loved us under Obama now hate us. Oh, my God, he's ruining our international affairs. What a bunch of... What a joke and what a bunch of Kool-Aid drinking madness. Tell us what's really happened with Trump, because you're the international affairs expert. I'm the economic guy. Tell us what really has happened with Donald Trump as president of the United States.
Well, let's start with Obama. Nobody loved us under Obama. The only people that loved us were the crazy mullahs in Iran who got $140 billion thanks to Obama's Iran deal. Everybody else didn't take us seriously. Look at what happened under Obama's watch. Russia invaded Ukraine, took Crimea. The Chinese started to build fake islands in the South China Sea to put military bases on. You had ISIS rise out of Al-Qaeda to create the caliphate. You had North Korea launching ballistic missiles over the Sea of Japan. That, all of that is gone. I mean, think about it. Yeah, Iran deal, ancient history. North Korea, no missile launches. We've got Russia back in its box. Oh, and by the way, where's the caliphate of ISIS? It has been crushed because the 45th president of the United States is a true commander-in-chief. And there's a motto I mentioned in the book, Why We Fight. I used it in the White House to describe this presidency. It comes from the Marine Corps, but I think you can use it for Donald Trump. The Marine Corps motto says, no better friend, no worse enemy.
There you go. Tell us what the most dangerous implications are, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, to national security if the Republicans lose the midterms. What's next?
Oh, you name it. I mean, think about this caravan that's coming out from the South right now. Remember, during the presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton gave a speech to a group of bankers that was leaked to the press. Your listeners can check out, read this transcript. Hillary Clinton, who was almost our president, said what? My wish is to have a borderless hemisphere, which means no borders from Canada to South America. If that's what happens, then America ceases to exist. And that's what the Democrats want. You've heard them say, you've heard senators, congresswomen say, we must abolish ICE. ICE are the police officers that keep us safe, that make sure our border is secure along with the CBP. So you name it, from not being serious on terrorism, from rolling over onto our backs when it comes to Russia, from not taking the threat from China seriously. This is not only an election, a midterm, about the U.S. economy. It is definitely about national security. And that's why I wrote Why We Fight.
And how about this migrant caravan? I think we'll finish with this. That's probably, I think, the single most important news story in America today. And here's what I think. I'm going to tell you what I think, and I want to get your reaction to it. I don't think there's any question. We've seen videos of them being paid off. These people are all being paid. So this is a purposeful attempt to violate America's Constitution and to, I guess, embarrass or humiliate Trump and the Republican Party. But they've made a giant miscalculation. If this is George Soros paying all these people, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, I must tell you, he's made a horrible mistake, because he's made the biggest issue of this midterm election illegal immigration of people disobeying our laws. And most Americans hate that. And so they will walk in the booth, I think, and vote Republican because they've been reminded so close to the election of what they're facing with an open border. I think they made a big, big mistake with this.
I think you might be right. If you add the fury of this caravan to the incredible treatment that Justice Kavanaugh received by the hands of the Democrats, we have a lot of people who may not be Trump supporters, but now they're going to vote Republican. Don't forget, everybody thinks about him coming down the escalators at the beginning of his campaign. The real beginning of his campaign is when he said, I'm going to build the wall, and that's why he won.
I'm with you. I'm telling you, illegal immigration is the number one issue for the Republican Party more than anything else. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, national security guru, counterterrorism expert, former deputy assistant to the President of the United States. His new book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Dr. Gorka, thanks for coming on with Wayne Root.
Thank you, Wayne. God bless you.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. We shall return. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
We've had a heck of a week, man. We've had Eric Trump. Last week, we had Donald Trump Jr. We had Michael Savage yesterday. Today, we had Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We've got Danny Tarkanian coming on, our next United States Senator soon. And then Diamond and Silk coming on in the second hour of the show, 4 o'clock. I'm sorry, sneeze. You know, that might be the first time I've sneezed on the air in 2.5 years. I never sneezed on the air. Diamond and Silk coming on at 2:30 hour, about 4:30 West Coast, 7:30 East Coast. When you talk about the insanity of the Democratic Party, and I mean the insanity, what could be more insane than the LA Times admitting that Nancy Pelosi has been grooming Adam Schiff as her possible successor? He would be the House Majority Leader if Democrats take over the House. Adam Schiff, she's saying, I'm only going to stay a short time, and then I'm going to retire. And the LA Times is saying that she's groomed Adam Schiff to be a replacement. Adam Schiff is a crazy man. A crazy man. I mean, a wild-eyed, radical nutcase. And he would be the Majority Leader of the United States Congress, United States House. That is unbelievable. And by the way, speaking of Pelosi, no wonder she wants to retire. There's a video online. We can't even play it here because there's so many curses in it. But there's a video online of her walking into a restaurant in Miami, Florida. And the crowd is screaming at her that she is an effing communist. and a pig. And the F word is used about 30 times. I mean, they are verbally barraging her. Now, let's just show you, I'm not a hypocrite. I never have been. I don't like that. I think that's terrible. I think that's low class. I'm sure everybody's heart was in the right place. I could be buddies with all those guys because I hate commies too. And all these people are communists who are trying to destroy our country, destroy capitalism, and bankrupt the middle class and bankrupt small business. They're evil, evil people. They're no longer Democrats. They're evil communists, radical socialists, Marxists. But I just never want to stand there screaming the F word and harassing opponents who walk into restaurants. I didn't like it when the left did it to Ted Cruz. I don't like it when the right does it to Nancy Pelosi. But on the other hand, Okay, it's her own medicine. So it feels kind of like what's happening to Steve Sisolak and Claire McCaskill. Democrats are the ones who believe every single charge from every single woman, even though there's zero proof and it happened a long time ago. So if that's the case and you're going to be like that, then I think lots of people should bring charges against Democrats. And if it's your ex-wife, Mr. Steve Sisolak, then I'm going to believe every word she says. I don't like it. I won't want to believe anybody. You are innocent till proven guilty in a court of law, and especially during a campaign, that someone would bring up charges near the end of a campaign, I think is wrong. But guess what? It was wrong when it happened to Roy Moore, Judge Roy Moore in Alabama. You didn't care. It was wrong when it happened to Donald Trump towards the end of his campaign, and he won anyway. Screw you. And you didn't think it was wrong when you did it. All you Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee literally set up poor Brett Kavanaugh and tried to destroy him in the last minutes, even though you had met with him, you had interviewed him, and you never brought up any of the charges then. That says it all, man. That says it all. You are evil people, so you're getting exactly what you deserve. It's coming on back to you like a boomerang. Steve Sisolak, I'll bet you believed every word, or at least you made believe you believed every word that was charged against Brett Kavanaugh. I'll bet you made believe you believed every word that was charged against Donald Trump when he's running for president by women who said 30 years ago in an airplane, he grabbed my breast or whatever. I'll bet you believed every word about Judge Roy Moore. At least you acted like you did. You're all actors. The entire Democratic Party is a bunch of actors and BS artists. You don't even like your own people. I'd love to get you alone. One of these days, I think Wayne Root, the journalist, is going to figure out a way to go in disguise and give a $10,000 donation to a top Democrat and then talk to them for real about what they really think about their own voters, the pathetic welfare addicts and the drug addicts and the felons and the illegals that make up the Democratic Party. And I'm going to have a conversation about it. I'm going to get you in a situation where you are going to tell the truth and you're just going to admit the people that vote Democrat are a bunch of losers. I know that. But they're the ones that vote me in, so I got to help them. I got to rip off good people and give it to the bad people so the bad people will vote for me so I get to have the power. You're going to admit that because we all know what you believe in. And that's what Steve Sisolak believes in. That's what Claire McCaskill believes in. So if someone comes along and says something bad about Claire's ex-husband, someone comes along and says something bad about Steve Sisolak, then I'm just going to have to believe it the same way you believed it about Brett Kavanaugh, about Donald Trump, and about Judge Roy Moore. Why would we give you the benefit of the doubt when you never gave us the benefit of the doubt? What goes around comes around, man. You all wanted to drink that juice. Now you've got a problem because now it's come around to you and it's damning you, Steve Sisolak. And by the way, there's a lot more credibility to an ex-wife, even though an ex-wife can say anything. We all know that. And she might be bitter. We all know that. But still, an ex-wife saying, you hit me, you hurt me, I have pictures of it, and you treated me for 13 years horribly, you abused me, is a lot more credible than a girlfriend. No, not a girlfriend, just a girl you might have met one night in your life, or maybe not. You don't even remember her, you don't even know her. She says you met her 36 years ago at a house she doesn't know how she got to or how she got home from. And then she claims she ran from that house, even though she admits she was not raped. She ran from that house, but she left her friends behind and never cared and never reported to the police. That's all completely ridiculous and unbelievable, what was charged against Brett Kavanaugh. What's being charged against Nevada gubernatorial candidate Steve Sisolak is completely believable. An ex-wife saying he hurt her, he was abusive, and he spent an entire 13 years of marriage abusing her, and she's got pictures of the bruises on her neck. I mean, that's at least believable. That's plausible. And you guys asked for this. You got it. You got it. Now it's the Me Too movement run amok. Everybody can charge anybody with anything they want 5 minutes before the election. And so, you know what, Steve Sisolak? You're going to go down. Wayne Ellery, worn out.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Visits.